We just want to be friends. Don't run. Are you all right? Her name's Lassie. You don't have to be afraid. You're running away from something, aren't you?
Uh-huh. What do you want to know?
I guess it's none of my business. What are you running to?
Anything's better than what I left. And I'm not going back.
My name's Lucy Baker. What's yours?
Joey. Joey Greer.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said. You see, you have to look right at me when you talk so that I can read your lips. I'm deaf.
Joey Greer.
Oh, glad to meet you, Joey.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you read somebody's lips?
Well, it wasn't easy learning. But since I'm the way I am, I just had to.
I know I never could learn to do that.
Anything's possible, Joey, if you have to do it. Have you come far?
Just from L.A. Left there 3 days ago. Been trying to keep off the main road so as I won't be caught and sent back.
Back? Back to what?
What the main man calls this here institution. Big old place with gray walls and gray heads. More likely my caseworker doesn't even know I'm gone yet.
You have any folks?
Not so as I've ever noticed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So?
I'm just sorry, that's all. You have any money?
A few bucks. Man, you should ask a lot of questions. How about just leave me alone?
You don't trust me, do you?
I don't trust anybody. Lassie belong to you?
Well, not exactly. But we spend a lot of time together. She lives at the Holdens, neighbors of mine. Just back in the hills a ways. You know, you really ought to have that arm looked at.
Forget it. One phone call back to L.A. and zap, I'm back in that institution.
Just running away isn't a crime. And if you want, I won't even tell.
Yeah, I bet.
Really? Cross my heart.
Won't be any questions?
No questions.
These Holdens, they're okay, huh?
Just come along, you'll see.
Okay, but don't expect me to stick around. I got places to go.
Well, that's up to you, Joey. Hey, we can ride double on my horse. Come on.
Hi, Joey. Nice to meet you.
And those two muscle men up there, Dale and Ron.
Hiya, Joey.
How you doing?
Howdy.
Keith, Joey sort of hurt his arm. I thought maybe you could take a look at it.
What's your thing? Stay with the boys.
It's nothing. I'm okay.
Well, sure you are, Joey, but nothing has a way of turning into infection. We better put something on it.
Didn't I tell you?
You told me.
Privileged information, Keith. All right?
All right.
Joey, I have to get home now. But I'll see you tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, I hope so. Bye. Bye, Keith.
Bye-bye. Come on, Lassie.
These are your kids?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
What does that mean?
Well, they have different last names, but they're all Holden boys now.
Hi.
See, Joey. Pull up your sleeve. Oh, scraped up pretty good.
No big deal. Place is this anyway? Some kind of foster home?
Well, the boys just call it home, Joey. They're here by choice.
But they're not your real sons, right?
We're not blood relations, it's true, but we're a family.
You lost me, man. I mean, what's the difference between this and a foster home?
Well, if a foster home has love and sharing, I guess there's not much difference.
Not much difference. Not like on the outside looking in, huh?
Well, all I can say, Joey, is that here at the ranch, nobody's on the outside looking in.
Everybody was working. Do they get paid?
Oh, it's a working ranch. It's self-supporting. Boys all have their chores. They help keep the ranch going. Everybody gets an allowance, just like most families. Simple?
Maybe.
Oh, looks like you're on the move, Joey. Any place special?
Yeah, San Jose. Got an uncle up there.
Well, you're kind of young to be traveling alone, aren't you, Joey?
Man, I've been alone all my life.
Well, you're welcome here, Joey. That is, if there's no big hurry about getting north. Got a warm bunk. Chow's not bad either. What do you say?
Yeah, sounds okay.
Good. Come on, I'll find your room. Well, how about this? Small but comfortable. That's yours, Joey. Stay a while, you meet your roommate, Mike. He's at the 4-H fair. Supper's in an hour, and there's a washroom down the hall.
Okay.
We'll see you at supper. I'll have Lassie and the boys show you around the ranch tomorrow. Come on, girls.
Well, this is South Pasture. Some of our best cattle raised here.
Yeah, it takes a lot of hard work and good grazed land to raise healthy stock, Joey. You ever been on a ranch before?
No, I saw them in the movies, though. Well,
what do you think of the real thing?
About the same, I guess. I mean, a cow's a cow, ain't it? I mean, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a steer.
There's a difference?
There sure is. If you stay around a while, we'll make a real cowboy out of you yet.
Who says I'm staying?
Nobody says you're staying. That's up to you.
Might give it some thought, though, huh?
Yeah, might.
Come on, let's go down to Truck Patch and pick some sweet corn for dinner.
Hiya, Lassie.
Man, I never knew horses were so hard.
Yeah, horsebacking does take some time to get used to.
Hey, what's the matter, Tenderfoot? Got a problem?
Yeah, but not with my tender foot.
Come on, Joey, let's get him unsaddled and rubbed down. Now, you undo this cinch knot. Just like so. Pull it on through, okay?
Pretty dumb.
Who asked you?
So uptight. You made a mistake is all.
Nobody calls me dumb.
Well, what you did wasn't very smart, Joey.
The horse stepped on my foot. It hurt.
That happens to all of us, Joey. Here, let me show you an easy way to get a horse off your foot.
He's on my foot, right?
Nothing to it.
Yeah.
You can get your head together here, Joey. You just got to give it a chance.
That's right, Joey Greer, age 13. Yes, Lieutenant. I'm pretty sure he's a runaway. I'd appreciate your checking it out for me. I can reach any time, day or night, at this number.
Lieutenant, I'm sure he's had a rough time of it. We'd sure like him to stay with us if it's possible.
Well, you're up early this morning, Lassie.
Well, good morning, Lassie.
Some stirring upstairs.
Why don't you see if you can get the crew up and cracking? Go on, girl, get a moving.
Morning, girl. Come on, let's get Joey up.